Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk New York sports on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Paulie with the switch up. Can I get a yeah? Let's do it, man. Feels good to just take that sound that you were expecting to hear out of there and get back to doing other things. 888-808-1019. Shout out to the Brooklyn Nets. I'll start there because I know no one's really going to call to talk about the Nets. Maybe if you were just listening to the broadcast and you want to dial a number and chime in. The Brooklyn Nets are 500. The Brooklyn Nets have a coach? Wait, let's start with the coach. The Brooklyn Nets actually have a coach. Like, I think this guy actually might be the guy for a little while because I see him in game. All right, you didn't watch the game. Well, Cam Thomas exists. The Brooklyn Nets have a number one scoring option, a young, homegrown, drafted scoring option in Cam Thomas, who got to learn from some of the superstars that were here in the past. Speaking of the past, they have a star from the past that's a shell of himself, but still serviceable. And I'm not mad at you, Ben Simmons. I'm not mad at you right now. And they also have role players and a deeper bench and a cast of characters that have something to prove. Whether it's Dennis Schroeder being on this team, whether it's Nick Claxton who chose to stay in Brooklyn, whether it's young guys like Jalen Wilson, Zaire Williams, Noah Clowney, Keon Johnson, guys that want to prove that they are NBA caliber players, that they are here to compete, that they're not going to just get run over by the league. We don't have to worry about, where are they picking in the draft? It isn't a losing situation, tanking situation. We'll get to the talk about the tanking situation. Let's get to it now. It's a football Friday. The Giants are not supposed to win these games. And I swear we did this last year. 888-808-1019. I swear we did this last year, but we got Tommy Cutlets. We got Tommy DeVito. Hey, Tommy, from around the corner. You know Tommy. But also, how much of Daniel Jones are we going to see before Daniel Jones potentially gets hurt? When I say that the Giants aren't supposed to win these games, here comes the Commanders. And I remember in the offseason talking about the Commanders, saying that they were not going to be a fourth place team in the division. The Giants were, and people got mad at me. And I'm saying the Commanders are completely different. Snyder's out. New ownership. Head coach, Dan Quinn. New quarterback. And that's where I'm at with the Giants. You saw Jaden Daniels on Hard Knocks. You know Brian Daboll wanted him. They asked him, would you trade up for him? Yup, didn't hesitate. Yes? Yes. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. And when you watch this kid play, he is an NFL-ready quarterback. He's not a project at all. 888-808-1019. What I'm getting at here with the Giants is, here comes Jaden Daniels again. And the first time you face the Commanders, they kicked the hell out of the ball. But that was so early in his NFL career. And now he's coming off a game that was won by a Hail Mary. Hail to the Commanders. I think there's a lot of talk about the Giants winning this game, and historically they've been able to compete with the Commanders, beat the Commanders, but why? Let's not do this again. And I know, Keith, NFL players don't go out there to lose. NFL coaches got to coach for their jobs. Dable's job is safe. They did it last year with the whole moral victories. They did it last year with the whole, let's rally around Tommy DeVito, let's win some games. And it cost them. What is it worth to you? A happy Sunday, a victory Monday, and a couple days till you lose the next one? Or getting a franchise quarterback down there in the Northern Virginia area, the DMV, they're like, we got one. There are viral videos of Commanders fans celebrating Jaden Daniels. This guy hurt his ribs, comes back, plays in the game. He goes head-to-head with Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is definitely jealous because not only is Jaden Daniels on a track to win Rookie of the Year, he's in conversation of MVP. If the Giants would have lost a couple games, including the game to the Commanders, game to the Patriots, Patriots got Drake May, like maybe they have a better chance at drafting a guy like that. And you know, you absolutely know, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are safe. John Mara is practicing patience because they are going to move on from Daniel Jones. They're going to draft and develop their own quarterback because that's what those guys do. That's what Daboll does. That's what they were here to do. They didn't draft Daniel Jones. They made the mistake of giving him the contract they did, but it wasn't even that much of a mistake. It wasn't even that bad of a contract. It is what it is. For the Giants to come out of this decade plus of misery, for the Giants to come out of this decade plus of losing and being a laughingstock and embarrassing your strong fan base and the traditions and history that you have, Giants 100, you need the next quarterback. 888-808-1019. I swear we did this last year. I swear there were nights where I came on, C-Mac came on, and we were talking about Tank. Tank Dell, Tank Bigsby, Gervonta, Tank Davis, Tank. You don't need to beat the Commanders right now. For what? They're going to punch it in the end zone. Two things with the Giants. They don't score enough touchdowns, the New York field goal Giants. And speaking of that, Greg Joseph on the injury report. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, they don't play well at home. It's too much pressure. You know, I was watching the Jets game in here yesterday, and we'll talk about the Jets in a second too. And the Jets fans had bags on their heads. The Jets fans were chanting, sell the team. The Jets fans were down on them. I was in here with Peter Schwartz. Peter Schwartz is wearing his Jets jersey, and we watched the Malachi Corley, I don't know what he was doing, touchback, letting go of the ball so he could celebrate. Peter Schwartz is in here like, jackass. Typical Jets. And then something changed. Something happened. That was a fishy line, right? It's tough to play in New York. It's tough to do anything in New York. If I can. We took the Frank Sinatra out of my intro. But what I'm saying is the Giants don't play well in East Rutherford. I don't think the fans are going to be behind them because they're going to be split. Half of them are going to be saying, we don't need to win this game. Let's get our beers. Let's get our food. Let's get up out of here before this traffic has us bumper to bumper for 2 hours. And Jets fans last night were out there on a Thursday night. Jets got all these Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night primetime games. And they were actually treated to a fun game, a victory, and an all-time catch. Yes, that catch is better than Odell Beckham Jr.'s catch. It is. They won the game. Just start there. What were the results? And man, Garrett Wilson, iron sharpens iron. I say this all the time. I say this with baseball. Add other talented players to the locker room or clubhouse in baseball, and you're going to see the cream rise to the top. Garrett Wilson having Davante Adams in the meeting room with him, Garrett Wilson having Davante Adams on the field with him, all of a sudden Garrett Wilson cannot just catch the ball, right? A couple weeks ago, the ball was going off Garrett Wilson's face. Now he's bobbling, catching the ball, thud. Reaching back for it, catching the ball, getting his body in bounds. Pay dirt. The Jets have something right now. I don't think they're making a playoff. Spoiler alert. They ruined that. They already messed that up with the losing streak and firing their coach. And that's the thing, right? Teams that fire their coach, I can't recall the last team that fired their coach in week five. But like teams that fire their coach don't historically go on to find success. Definitely not to go to the playoffs. Definitely not to win a Super Bowl. And that was the expectation of Aaron Rodgers and this team. 888-808-1019. They're not making the playoffs. I'll put everything on it. They're going to win some games. They're going to keep you locked in. Man, tickets for that game last night dropped to $8. I remember taking the train from Long Branch up to MetLife years ago when like Tebow was playing or Geno Smith was playing. We saw some games where you could sit like 18 rows back for $20. But that was late in the season. That was like December. Here we are, November 1st. Yes, let's go. Let's turn the page. Halloween is over. Baseball is over. Let's turn the page. We can talk basketball. We can talk football. We can talk hockey. The Rangers figured it out. You know, they added a second goal late. Held them off. The Devils, I got to get the Devils on this TV in here. They started late at 9 o'clock. They're going up against the Flames. It's 0-0. But, you know, before we break here, I just was thinking as I was coming in, I'm like, as sports fans, I think we all have our favorite team. We have our favorite teams. I think if you're listening to this radio station at 10:30-some at night on a Friday night, you love sports. You care about sports. You want to hear me talk about sports. You want to hear callers call in at 888-808-1019 and talk sports. You're entertained by sports. Sports are also a lot of pain, actually mostly pain. And it's hard to get over that pain, but you have to move on. You have to get over it. Seasons change. And so here we are. Figure out what you like. Figure out what you want to lock in on. The Yankee fan right now is like, all right, I actually don't mind watching Carl Anthony Towns play. Okay. The Knicks look different, but they're still good. This is better than what the Knicks were a couple years ago. At least I have the Knicks. If you're a Yes Network guy, you're a Yankees guy and a Brooklyn Nets guy, all right. Nets are in Brooklyn. They look all right. They got to win. Islanders, Rangers, Devils, and, you know, you got to kind of move past it. But you know what I was thinking, too, as I watched the Los Angeles Dodgers in downtown L.A. and those crazy Dodger fans chant, F the Yankees today. If you check my social media, I posted the video, and a friend of mine was out there in the parade. And I want a parade in my city. And when we do get that parade, it's going to dwarf these parades. It's going to triple these parades. It's going to make a mockery of these parades we've seen. Shout out to the New York Liberty. Shout out to the New York Liberty just for bringing some confetti to the streets and a trophy here. But I'm talking about one of the four major sports in the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL. When it hits New York, it's going to be massive. And we took one step closer with the Yankees this year. And Yankee fans are not going to be over it. And you can call me up at 888-808-1019. I might have a special guest join us later. I'm having all these conversations with Yankee fans. And I'm watching the Dodgers. We'll play some audio if we can. I'm watching the Dodgers celebrate their World Series. They're not talking about the Padres. They're not talking about the Mets. They're trolling the New York Yankees. They're laughing at the Yankees so much so that Fat Joe is catching strays. Why? 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 Fat Joe is now part of a curse. Not the curse of the Billy Goat, not the curse of the Great Bambino. Now there's a Fat Joe curse on the Yankees. And the Yankees didn't even choose Fat Joe. MLB appointed Fat Joe to perform. Just like they chose Ice Cube. And now we're the butt of every joke, Yankee fans. So, I don't know. If you're like me, I tucked on my Yankees gear. You might not see.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Yankee logo on me, and usually there's a Yankee logo on my socks, my shorts, on my shirt, on my hat, on my book bag. You might not see one on me for the rest of 2024. I got to lay low with that. But I got some time to flick around the channels and figure out what I want to watch and what I want to do to pass my time. The Mets fans have had an extra 2 weeks to do that. So Mets fans, call us up. I know you want to talk about Juan Soto. It's wide open tonight. It's wide open tonight. Let's run through the tape, right? The Yankees didn't run through the tape. You know, you ever run track? You're running the race and it's close and you're tired, but you don't stop until you get past that finish line. And then we'll see the photo finish and figure out who wins. I'm trying to win. It's Friday night. I'm here. KM to 2 a.m. We can talk about the Yankees still. I'm definitely going to talk about this Dodgers parade and just how cocky the Dodgers are and how much they were flexing. And It's crazy when you see the stats, and a lot of you, there's a damning graphic out there that makes it look like the Yankees should have won the series. I'm going to tell you, they weren't beating them. And the only reason that graphic looks that way is because they gave us a game. They gave us a bullpen game. Literally, I guess people forgot that. That was a bullpen game. They literally gave us that game. And then what did the Yankees turn around and do? Give them the game. So we got to move forward. We got to move on. But as much as you're over it, you're over losing the World Series potentially, or maybe you're not. Call me up. I'm over it. What I'm not over is the New York Yankees losing the way that they did, embarrassing us the way that they did, because that's forever. That's a permanent stain. And we're not going to be able to get that stain out until they win another World Series. And this offseason is huge. This is the greatest offseason challenge ever, Brian Cashman. You have to clean this up, stack the deck, and figure out how to get right back in the American League to the World Series, where maybe somebody will handle the Dodgers like they did in the years past, whether it was the Braves or the Diamondbacks or whomever. You got to get us back, because we got to wear this as fans. We're getting trolled. We're getting laughed at. And these players on the New York Yankees, I hope that they're looking at this stuff. I hope they see these other players that play for the Dodgers that only played against them 5 games, 8 games if you count the regular season, mocking them, saying we were waiting for them to play Yankees defense. We knew that they were going to inflict self-harm. They not like us. Oh, once they put Fat Joe on the screen, we knew it was over. 888-808-1019. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Cannot wait to talk to you. I'm going to take a bunch of calls. We're going to jump all around the sports world because we can't just keep harping on the Yankees. There's plenty to talk about, from the Brooklyn Nets, like you just heard if you listen to the broadcast, the New York Knicks, who played and won tonight in an impressive fashion with Karl-Anthony Towns and the rest of those guys. There's plenty to talk about if you guys do want to dip into hockey with the Rangers, with the Islanders, with the Devils. I'll be your Huckleberry. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Fan.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Good drop, Paulie. Fat Joe. Ashanti. It should be about us. It should be about trust. Listen, I'm looking at videos of Fat Joe literally right now as I'm trying to post on my Instagram and Twitter, like, yo, listen to the show, Cam to 2 a.m. Let's talk sports. We don't have to just talk about the Yankees. I do talk about other sports. I do watch other sports. It's kind of crazy, right? I say good drop, Paulie, because Fat Joe performed Game 3, and then I think Ashanti did the national anthem Game 4. And yeah, there's a video my guy Eddie Mata just put out 29 minutes ago. Is Fat Joe a diehard Yankees fan? Was his performance good before Game 3? Let me speak on that, man. And I like tried to say, like, Major League Baseball, looking at the World Series as like a Super Bowl type of thing, someone performs at halftime in the Super Bowl, Major League Baseball chose 2 local artists that their brand, their music, their location was representative, they thought, of the team. Ice Cube, I think, was a perfect pick for the Dodgers. I think I made a joke, okay, look at Disney Cube, but he wasn't doing no Disney movies, Are We There Yet?, wasn't doing any Next Friday, wasn't doing any Day-Day stuff. Like, he came out and rapped, and, like, he set the tone. Well executed. Honestly, at Yankee Stadium, we got so close to first pitch, I'm like, oh, I guess they scrapped the Fat Joe performance. I just saw him in the suite level 25 minutes ago. Then he comes out of nowhere, and the timing was off between him and the audio. It didn't have the right effect in the stadium. It did not play well. And I think him stepping on the mound in Tim's, I joked, Tim's on the mound for good look. Like, it's just like a New York thing. But I also know that, like, actual, like, pitchers and baseball people look at the mound as sacred. Like, yo, get off the mound. What are you doing? It's like stepping on the logo in football. Like, or stepping on a logo in a locker room. And I remember in college, it's like, yo, get off the logo. Like, okay.
The Kyrie Celtics thing.
Stepping on Lucky in half court. But, like, people want to just come out of the woodwork with these things. This Fat Joe curse now. I saw Fat Joe game five in Legends minding his business. And people got jokes for him and things like that. One, he got a check. Two, like, the Yankees had no say in that. And it does not matter. He had nothing to do with Aaron Judge dropping that pop-up. He had nothing to do with the Yankees watching pitches in the zone game three. That's when they lost the series, right? The series doesn't start until the home team loses. I had a picture in my phone that before I deleted it, I was like, yo, I got to tweet this. And I'll say this right now before we get to the phones at 888-808-1019 and talk about something else quickly before the 11 o'clock hour. MLB Network had a stat that flashed about game three. The Dodgers threw 65 four-seamers and sinkers in the zone. That's the most out of all of the games in the 2024 postseason. Wild card round, divisional round, championship round, World Series. Walker Buehler and the Dodgers said, here you go. See if you can hit it. And the Yankees took almost half of those pitches at 27 for strikes in the zone. That's the third most in a nine-inning game in the entire MLB season, 2,430 regular season games. And then the second most in a nine-inning postseason game in the pitch-tracking era, going all the way back to when the Phillies won it in 2008. So it took 15 years to watch a World Series game in the Bronx, and all of us paid good money and had to figure out our tickets, and you couldn't fit another person in there to watch that game, and the Yankees watched it too. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Chris in Manalapan and talk about the Giants first.
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday. Happy football Friday. How you feeling? What you thinking?
Oh, man. Well, now that the Yankees have deeply disappointed us all, I get to watch the stellar Giants, right? So, you know, everybody's obviously frustrated with the Daniel Jones situation, and I'm just thinking, like, you know, especially going to this game with the Commanders, the division rivals, like, we got to shake something up. And I'm, you know, thinking, like, Mara has made it clear that Daboll and Shane are safe, you know, and I get things could obviously change, but, you know, going into it as a coach at that point, why not, you know, take Daniel Jones out? I guess you could say he's on a short leash, but, you know, look at, I guess Drew Lock's not the best option, but Tommy DeVito really brought together kind of everybody at the end of the season last year. You know, we really kind of had that motivation. We found some new spark we could rally behind. Like, what's the thought process there? Why not just try to put something in? Like, it's not like his, you know, Daboll's job's at risk. It's not like McAdoo benching, you know, Eli Manning here, right?
I think,
like, we all know it's
twofold. You know, We all know that Daniel Jones is the best quarterback on the roster, and he is healthy. So, like, they're going to play him. They can't make it so obvious with this contract situation, with him getting hurt. They can't make it look like how the Broncos tried to play Russell Wilson last year. Literally tried to bench Russell Wilson so that, like, this is not going to happen. And they fought it and became public news and all of that. The Giants, as an organization, a first-class organization, they're not going to do that. But everybody knows it. You know it. I know it. They know it. So I think at the first sign of a Daniel Jones potentially not getting injured, but hurt, let's say he takes a rough in the passer, let's say he runs the ball and comes down the wrong way or something, gets up slow and, I don't know, needs a play, that might be the signal. This is it, boys. Take him out. Tommy Cutlitz is back. And like, or Drew Lock, but, like, I don't know. I wouldn't even waste my time with Drew Lock. I saw the little bit I saw him play.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
just let the local kid get his second act, and let's just get there already and move on from this. Nobody wants to see Daniel Jones quarterback the team anymore, and we all know where this is heading.
Yeah, I mean, I say why not? The dude, you know, if he stinks, if he's great, you look like a genius, but if he stinks, like, you know, we're embracing the tank, right? You know, it's, I guess they could never really say that publicly, but, you know, it's just, I feel like just something needs to happen, you know, some kind of spark just to light the fan base up a little bit so we don't have to drudge through the remainder of this season just thinking every single game is just going to be such a terrible loss.
You know what I do fear? Malik Nabers lit the Commanders up the first time, and he might light them up again this time. He might have on his mind that pass he dropped against the Commanders the first time. He's been back now for a couple weeks. Like, this might be the game where he gets going again, and the Giants might beat the Commanders, and it's like, wait, I don't know. What are we doing here?
Well, if you can get Malik on the field catching great passes, and then you get Tracy also tearing it off, like that'd be a great combo. But just for like the Giants don't have that kind of luck for everything to line up like that. You know, somebody's gonna drop the ball somewhere. So you hope not as a fan, but
yeah, probably
it's such a drudge of a season getting through.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Yeah, probably special teams with Gillian and Joseph out and a rookie coming from the practice squad to kick. It's just like, I don't know. And yeah, Tyrone Tracy, get him going. But it's just like, again, you did this last year. What is it worth? What is it worth for these weekly little victories? They evaporate so fast. There's got to be a longer play. There's got to be thoughts of the future in mind. You got to be thinking about your organization down the road, right? And I understand nobody goes out there to tank, but there are ways to do it without making it completely obvious. 888-808-1019. Like, you don't have the talent. You do have injuries. You can make some little moves and whatnot here in the second half of the game to just, like, low-key fold. You know, speaking of tanking, like with this Nets team right now, everybody is people. You know how many people said to me, like, oh, they're going to be a 10-72 team again? No. Oh, who do you want in the draft? Cooper Flag, Ace Bailey? Like, no, I'm not worried about that. It's actually a relief to watch the Brooklyn Nets and have no pressure of like, this is a star-studded team, or this is a team with, you know, two or three of the top 15 players in the NBA. They're expected to be number one. They're expected to win every game. They're expected to go to the finals. Like, right now, everything with the Brooklyn Nets is perfectly fine. And if you're a Nets fan, you've definitely watched worse teams. And like I said in my open about these Nets, it looks like they have a guy that actually is a basketball guy and can coach. And so far, his temperament, how he coaches the game, how he talks to the media, Jordy Fernandez, like, I am rooting for you, bro. I am rooting for you to be one of the longer tenured coaches with the Brooklyn Nets. I am rooting for Cam Thomas to emerge as an all-star. Yes, potentially an all-star this year. And for the Nets to just quietly be a mid-team. Just be a 500 mid-team. Kevin is in Nutley. Next up on the fan before we go to break. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how you doing, Keith? Good to talk to you.
You know, I'm all right.
That's good. Well, you said in the open, you know, call you're a Nets fan. I am a Nets fan.
Yeah.
And it's good to see. Hey, they're at 500. They're playing good ball, you know.
I don't think they're gonna tank. They're not tanking. These guys are gonna compete. And when you have young guys, they're not those young guys are going out there, they're almost like too naive. You know, almost like ignorance is bliss. Like, wait, we're supposed to lose? They're going out there playing hard because they have something to prove. They're not going out there to lose games. They're not gonna load manage. Ben Simmons is, but like those guys aren't gonna take nights off, right? Like the teams that end up tanking are the teams that have superstars that are like showing up in street clothes. I'm not playing. I'm not risking it. I'm not putting my body on the line. These young kids will lay it on the line.
Oh yeah, they want to play. They want to play. That's for sure. You know. And it's good to see because, personally, Durant and all that, I mean, I think they ruined the team. Kenny Atkinson was a good coach. They got rid of him, you know. And my favorite part is listening to Tim and Chris.
Yes.
They are the best broadcast duo, in my eyes, since my favorites a long time ago were Bob Murphy and Gary Cohen on the radio for the Mets.
Mm-hmm. Chris and the Capper, I've had the opportunity to join them on the call, halftime, stuff like that. Thanks for the call, Kevin. They are great. They are professionals. They are long tenured. They know their basketball. They know their history. And they're entertaining. They're funny. They're great. I got to get to Barclays Center now that the Yankees got smoked. I got to get to the Barclays Center and check those guys out and go see Birdman, Iron Eagle, and Sarah Kustak and check in on the Brooklyn Brigade, the block. Would you look at that? It's November. Baseball's over. We're getting back into the NBA. Like, I'm a sports guy. I just roll right into the next thing. And we're rolling right into the next thing. 11 o'clock break. Update. When we come back, I see you Yankee fans. I understand. These Yankee fans, they're going to call and they're going to talk about the Yankees. I'm going to take the calls. I'm a Yankees fan. I got you. Like, maybe I haven't talked to you. Maybe you haven't gotten on the fan to, you know, let it out. And I know that's therapeutic. We'll do that too. But then I'm going to start talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. And I really want to look at the Jets' upcoming schedule, the Giants' upcoming schedule, and try to, you know, pick some games and some spots here. It's hard to do week one, but I mean, week nine, we can kind of forecast. And then I'm going to find a way to talk about the Knicks and maybe the Rangers as well. Stay tuned. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.